Be still and know that I am God. That's God's word for us, to be still. The Hebrew word still means relax. In some passages, it refers to relaxing the hands so that they withdraw or drop away from work. In other passages, this word describes dry grass that surrenders to the flame, or the sun and its light surrendering to the night at dusk. Here God calls us to calm, to relax ourselves, to be relaxed, to be still, and withdraw ourselves from the anxious and worrisome toil of life, to find our Sabbath rest, to surrender our grip, to surrender our delusion that we have life by the horns, things under our control, that we can ride this life out like a wild stallion by our skill and by our human strength. Be still, the Lord says, and know that I am God. Know Him. Familiarize yourself with who He is. For us, that means filling our minds and our hearts with sacred scripture, the Word of God. Through scripture alone do we enter a relationship with the Word made flesh. Through scripture alone are we assured that God is with us and God is for us. No, He is God. This call to know God better is a call to a relationship with the One who created us. It's an invitation to learn more and more about who He truly is, to no longer have a fixed view of God, but a growing one, a growing understanding of who He is. Many of us have learned about God growing up, from both an enlightened and a darkened imagination. We've heard faithful teaching, and we've heard less than faithful teaching about God. God calls us to truly know Him, and it will set us free. To free our lives, to live lives of peace and quietness and stillness. This is what happened more than 500 years ago when a medieval German monk by the name of Martin Luther became so angry with the church. There was a lot of bad theology, false ideas, and heretical teachings about God. There was a preacher by the name of Johann Tetzel who traveled around exploiting the fear and ignorance of the people around him. He portrayed God as an angry God who wanted nothing more than to throw us into the flames of the lake of fire in purgatory. He taught that for a price you could buy forgiveness by giving money to the church, time served out of God's eternal punishment. Not just for the people that purchased it, but for those who had long been dead. I hope all of us recognize how much of an abuse of power that is, to generate income for the church through the fear and money of God's people. It's why Luther's call to understand and know the true and living God so resonated in that day. They were starving for a gracious and merciful God. Martin Luther was starving for a gracious and merciful God, and he found Him in the scripture and in the gospel. But even in the recesses of our own minds and hearts, there lingers in all of us heresies that would make these brick walls come tumbling down. John Calvin said that our hearts are an idol factory, always making false idols. We still hold on to fables, superstitions, and lies, and inaccuracies about God. That's why we need the Word of God. We are called disciples, which means we are learners of God, and we do so through Holy Scripture. This is not to shame or guilt us, but that we would let these idols and falsehoods we create and perpetuate go. That we would be still, relax, loosen our grip on them, surrender them into the ocean of God's grace and mercy. None of us has perfect doctrine or understanding. In the one whose ways are not our ways, and whose thoughts are not our thoughts. We get to go on a journey of discovery, always learning how deep and how wide and how overwhelming the love of God is for us in Christ Jesus. To be still and know God. What a privilege. What a joy. Scripture says God is love. He loves the world this way, that he sent his only begotten Son into the world so that through him, all of those who believe in him and trust in him would have eternal life. And God did not send him into the world to condemn it, but that the world would be saved through it. God is love, Scripture says. And he sends his love incarnate to us in the person, in the work of Jesus. That is the great insight of this scripture. Be still and know that I am God. To intimately know God is to experience authentic peace and stillness and quietness. To be in a relationship with God is to live a life of resilient confidence in his strength. God invites us to contemplate this, to ponder it, to be still and to know, to find our rest, to find our Sabbath day and our stillness in the glory and in the strength of God, who is our mighty fortress. We are not saved or sustained by our own strength, this psalm tells us. We are royal daughters and sons of the Most High, and it's free. It's given to us as a gift, not by works, but through faith and trust in him alone. Christ alone was perfectly still and knew God, as you will remember, just hours before his crucifixion. He handed his agony over to God. He was still and let go of his grip on his own will and surrendered it to the will of the Father. The cup of death that he was about to drink, he surrendered in the stillness of obedient prayer and bloody, sweaty drops. He surrendered his breath and life on the cross. And 3 days later, early on Sunday morning, the darkness surrendered to light, just as death surrendered to his resurrection. In Christ, we find serene stillness. In him, we encounter the love of God. In him, our darkness surrenders to Christ's light. Our anxiety melts away as we commend ourselves to the person and work of Jesus. This is what it means to believe in the gospel. We draw near to God in a relationship that overflows with resilient peace and quiet confidence. With might of ours, cannot be done. soon were our loss effected. But for us fights the valiant one, whom God himself elected. Ask ye, who is this? Jesus Christ it is, of Sabaoth, Lord, and there's none other God. He holds the field forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.